Today's not an ordinary service. We didn't just come to sing songs today or to hear words and to go home unchanged. We came here because somewhere deep inside of us we know that there must be more. More than just surviving, more than just coping, more than dragging yesterday's wounds into tomorrow's responsibilities. Today we come for healing. Today we come for revival. Today we come to see God move. In Isaiah 53 verse 5 it says, it's talking about Jesus, it says, by his wounds we are healed. By his wounds we are healed. Not we might be, not we could be, but we are healed. This is the provision of God for us. And that healing flows through only Jesus Christ. Today is not about a philosophy, it's not about a ritual, it's not about us getting hyped up emotionally, but it's about a living Savior, Jesus. That healing us is not just something that he does, but it's part of who Jesus is. And throughout the Gospels, when we look at Jesus, we see Jesus walked into a room, and when he walked into a room, things changed. The blind saw, the lame walked, the tormented were set free, the ashamed were restored, and yes, what I love, church. He was never, ever repulsed by the depth of someone's need that he came across. And some of you have walked in today carrying things that feel really heavy. And you don't even know how to name that heaviness. That's how heavy it is. But you carry it. Physical pain that hasn't responded to doctor's treatments. Anxiety that tightens your chest during the day and especially at night. A grief that still catches you off guard. The secret struggles that you've hid behind a strong face for so long. Church, revival begins when we stop pretending that we are fine. Revival is not loud music. Revival is not emotional excitement. Revival is when God's presence becomes more real than our pain. Revival is when hardened hearts become softened again. Revival is when hope rises where hopelessness has been present for such a long time. And sometimes we think healing is about God fixing something external. But often the first thing that he wants to heal is our perspective. That Jesus would heal the lie that says, this is just how it's always going to be for me. That he heals the hopeless expectation that nothing can change in our lives. Tonight, my prayer is that our faith will rise sky high in this room tonight. Amen. But for that to happen, I need us to declare that. That my faith will rise tonight. That my mountain will move. That my healing will take place. That my mind will be set free. Amen. That my nervous system will be set free. That's the faith that we're looking for here in this house of God tonight. And the Bible says if we come and we ask him, that he will give it. That he will not withhold it. Jesus said, come unto me. Cast your burden upon me. And we need to say, come, Lord Jesus, come into our midst. Let your fire fall upon this place tonight. The fire from heaven would fall upon the fresh altar that we are building here this afternoon. The altar is our hearts. The altar is our hearts. It's coming and saying, Lord, I come and I give myself to you afresh tonight. Would you let your holy fire fall upon the altar that I present to you in obedience and surrender tonight? It's not a game that we do here. We don't just come here to be entertained. We come here to meet with Jesus Christ. Faith is rising, yeah, in this room tonight. Not because we are strong, but because Jesus is faithful. The Bible read about the woman with the issue of blood. She didn't have a platform. She didn't have a microphone. But what she did have was desperation. And desperation turned into determination into that woman. And she said, if I can just touch the hem of the garment of Jesus, simple as this. If I can just touch the hem. That's faith that rose. That's belief. She knew what Jesus could do in her life. So she touches Jesus on the garment, thinking he's not going to notice because there were so many people around him. But I want you to notice this. Jesus did not say, who touched me? Because he said that. Who touched me? Not because he was confused. Not because he wanted to shame her. But he asked because he wanted her to step into his light. Church, healing is powerful. But public testimony, that seals revival. And some of you may be one step away from breakthrough, but that step requires some vulnerability. It requires admitting, I need help. It requires coming forward maybe later. It requires letting someone pray with you instead of trying to fight it all of your own. We don't have to be embarrassed of our weaknesses. Jesus knows we're human. But we need to surrender. And surrendering to God is strength. Let me speak specifically for a moment to you. If you are battling physical sickness, then the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is still active today. Do you know that? Do you know that in this building tonight there is resurrection power? The same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the same power that moved that heavy stone from the tomb of Jesus is here It's accessible to us. If you're battling depression, the darkness cannot intimidate the light. If your family feels fractured, God specializes in restoration. If you're feeling spiritually dry today, revival often begins in the driest places. And revival doesn't just revive individuals. It revives communities. Can revive this whole church. Can revive this whole community. That when one person gets free, the whole spiritual atmosphere shifts. When one person forgives, the chains fall. When one person steps out in faith, it gives others permission to start believing again. But dear son, we must understand, church, that healing is not always instant, that revival is not always dramatic, but both are always having relationship with Jesus. That God is not running some healing factory, but He's building us as His sons and as His daughters. Sometimes He heals in a moment. Sometimes He heals through a process. Sometimes He heals by walking with you through the valley instead of removing the valley totally. But in every case, Jesus is near. Psalm chapter 34 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted." Close to the brokenhearted. Not distant, not distracted, but close. And right now, even before I move into a time of ministry, I believe something is already shifting. The sun is already shifting here, whether it's in yourself or in the atmosphere of this building. That faith is rising. That hope is stirring in us. That the spiritual walls of strongholds are already lowering. And right now, some of you might be feeling the presence of God. I hope so. Some of you may feel a warmth in your body right now. Some of you may feel some emotion rising in you unexpectedly. Some of you could be feeling a gentle conviction. And that's not condemnation. That's Jesus inviting you in to His presence right now. He wants to do something new in your life today. Revival always begins with an invitation from Jesus. The question tonight is not, can God heal? The question is, will we let Him? Because sometimes we hold on to our wounds because they've become so familiar. Sometimes our identity has wrapped itself around our pain. And healing means letting go of the story that we've been telling ourselves for as long as we can remember. What if today is the day that you step into your new story? What if today is the night the chronic pain eases? What if today is the night that anxiety loses its grip? What if today is the day that bitterness melts in your heart? What if today is the day that your heart comes alive again in Jesus? Not because of some emotional intensity, but because Jesus is present here right now. And where Jesus is present, anything is possible. So I want us to transition right now. Not into hype, not into making a huge noise, but I want us to enter into an encounter with Jesus. So I want you to just take a deep breath now. Come on. I want you to close your eyes. This isn't about disconnecting from our reality. It's about becoming aware of a greater reality, and that's Jesus. Would you pray with me as your eyes are closed? Holy Spirit, we welcome you right now. We acknowledge that you are already here. We ask that you move gently and powerfully amongst us. I'm not going to ask you to place your hand on your heart. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. For a moment, just examine your heart, examine your mind. and identify that which you need to be set free from this evening. Be it unforgiveness, bitterness, physical pain, disappointment, hurt, old wounds, the stories that you believe about yourself, the labels that other people have put on you that don't line up with what God says about you. I just want you just to identify them. And now would you say with me, Lord, I give you permission. Would you heal what you want to heal in my life right now? That I'm not hiding away from you. I'm not running. I'm not even striving. But I'm coming into a posture of receiving from you. If you're carrying emotional pain, imagine right now placing that burden into the hands of Jesus. You don't have to carry it alone anymore. There's nothing about embarrassing about this moment that we're going to go into now. This is about courage. I'm going to call us to pray. I'm going to invite people up for prayer. And when we're praying for other people, I don't want you getting up and running out and joking around. It's the presence of Jesus right here, right now. But when we're praying, can I ask you to, wherever you are, whether you're up front here or if you're sitting down, can you pray simple prayers? We don't have to come with these eloquent, beautiful worded prayers. Just come with a simple prayer. Invite the Holy Spirit to move. Command sicknesses to leave in the name of Jesus. Speak peace over minds that are anxious, and declare identity over those that feel rejected. And to those who come and receive prayer, you don't have to manufacture anything yet today. You just have to relax in the presence of Jesus. You don't have to fall over. You don't have to cry. You just come and receive. Just come and receive. While we're praying for you, if you sense warmth or peace or lightness or even emotion upon you, that's okay. It's okay. If you sense nothing, that's also okay. This healing is not measured by the sensation that we feel. It's measured by our faith. So I'm going to take the next few minutes just to allow God to move you. Just to allow God to move. And I believe that when we leave here today, we're going to have testimonies that will follow. Not because I have orchestrated something here or we have orchestrated something here, but because heaven touches earth in this building tonight. We're going to say another prayer together, and then I'm going to invite you to come forward. Just come as you are. You don't have to prepare yourself. You just have to come. And come forward and we'll pray for you. But come in faith. Come with expectancy. Not like, oh, well, I'll give this a try and see how it goes. But come in faith. Come in expectancy. And come and receive. Come today. Let's pray this together and then you can come forward when you're ready. Lord God, do you let your healing flow here right now? Would you ignite revival here in our midst? Let hope be restored. Let bodies be made whole again. And let every heart come alive in you. In Jesus' name I pray. If you're wanting prayer, now's the time. God bless you, Barry. Thank you.